Do you know that from your position, you can change a situation? Do you also know that you are the master over the created world and that you are meant to rule over everything God has made? Listen carefully to Pastor Segun Obaje as he brings to you with simplicity and clarity the message of the new creation realities in Christ Jesus. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. I want to share with you very briefly what I've been able to tie to the basis of faith. The basis of faith. What is the basis of faith? What is the foundation of faith? In other words, what is the cause of faith? Amen. Now, this is better understood from scriptures in the context of what has been said in scriptures. I'd like for us to start the reading of scriptures from Romans chapter 10 very quickly. We'll start the reading from verse 8 and read into verse 17. Please give the word of God your attention. But what said it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach with except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? Verse 17. Can we read together, everybody? 1, 2, 3, let's go. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. One more time, let's do that again. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. All right. What word? What word? The word of God, right? Good. What word of God? Go to verse 8 quickly. What said it? The word. Now, the word in verse 8, I believe, is still the same word in verse 17. True? Yes. So, what word of God? The word is now the even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith. So, it calls the word of God the word of faith. Let's also say the word of faith. Now, which we preach. And then verse 9, look at it. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the word, the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. What's yet the word is now thee, even in thy mouth, come on, in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus, with your mouth, confess the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. Now it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, the word of faith. And what is that word of faith? It is simple. If thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. What is that word? Come on, what is that word? What he has done for us. Simple. Now, Jesus is not going to become Lord tomorrow. He's Lord already. Praise God. Come on. I said Jesus is Lord now. Amen. And forever. Praise God. Now, God hath. He didn't say God will soon raise him from the dead. He says God hath raised him from the dead. Now, that word is simple. The Lordship of Jesus, what he is, what he has done. Are we together? Come on. I said, are we together? Now he said, Isaiah saith, who hath believed our report? And unto whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And then in verse 4 of Isaiah 53, it tells us, he says, surely he hath. Is he going to? No, he hath. If thou shalt confess with your mouth Jesus as the Lord of your life and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead. I'm stressing hath there now. Has. He says, thou shalt be saved. You see that? So the word of faith is not the word of hope. The word of faith is the word of God's done deal, God's finished works, God's concluded deal for us. That's the word of faith. If thou shalt confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Praise the Lord. Now, is it any difficult to believe for those who are seated now, sitting down? Is it any difficult to believe that you are sitting down? Hello? Why? Because it's a fact. Come on. It's what? A fact. The word of faith is the word of fact, meaning done. It's a fact that you are in Nigeria. It's a fact that you are in GLT, in the auditorium here. It's a fact for those who are seated that you are sitting down. It's a fact for those who are standing that you're standing up. It's a fact that I am ministering to you right now the word of God. It's a fact. Just as much as it is a fact that you're sitting down or standing up, as the case may be, it is a fact that Jesus Christ took your infirmities. It is a fact that Jesus Christ bore your sins, your iniquities. It is a fact that Jesus Christ was made your substitute on the cross of Calvary. And it's a fact that Jesus Christ died for your sin and died to give you life. It's a fact that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead for your justification. It's a fact that by his stripes you were whole, made whole. Glory to God. Faith in Bible fact is what is known as receiving the word of faith. The word of faith is a fact. Did you hear that? Receiving the word of faith is a fact. Jesus took your place. Jesus died in your stead. Jesus was crucified for you. Jesus was made sick with your sicknesses. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 53 and verse 4, it says, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Jesus, and with his stripes we are healed. Peter, looking back at the cross, put it this way by the Holy Ghost. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24, he says, Jesus, who his own self bare our sins in his own body. Do you see that? On the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. How do you treat a fact? All right? You receive it. Amen. For those who are students in Obafemi University, it's a fact. You go to class. You don't hope to become a student so you can go to class. Hello? Come on. You go to class and you sit down there. You're a student. It's a fact. By his stripes you were healed. You relate to fact that way. Receive it. It's so easy to receive. It's not that by stripes you will be healed. By stripes you were healed. He took your place. So relate to that fact. Receive that healing. It's yours. Glory to God. The very moment hands are laid on you, receive it. If you came believing God for something apart from healing, you know, maybe you're standing in for your loved ones or for yourself. Amen. The Bible tells us that God is able to make all grace abound towards us. His ability is not in the future. He's able now. So, it's a fact. Why not receive it? So, don't hope to receive healing. As hands are laid on you, relate to that fact. It's all yours now. You don't have to wait. You don't have to go home and come back to receive. You can receive now. Praise God. Because Jesus made it ready for you before you came to receive. It's ready now as much as it will be ready tomorrow. Why wait? See, that's faith. Come on, I said that's faith. So the Bible puts it this way in Hebrews 11 and verse 1. It says, so then faith is the substance of things you expect to see. Meaning, that means you already have the substance. What's that substance? The word of God. What is that word? The word of faith. What is that word of faith? If thou shalt believe that God hath. That means you're believing on what God has done already. It's not like God will yet do it. He has done it. So you relate to that fact. All right? How easy, all right, is it to relate to me now? I'm standing before you. What's your name?
Damilola.
Damilola. All right. Do you believe this is Pastor Segun Obaji? All right. I'm shaking you now. All right. So I'm stretching for my hand, right? Is it very easy for you to respond? Stretching forth your hand. Is it easy? Very easy. Yes. Good. All right. What if I told you that I will be coming to church next year and I will shake your hand? All right. Can you shake my hand now? If I told you I'll be coming to church next year to shake your hand, can you shake my hand now? No, you can't. You will have to wait till next year. Amen. Come on. Are we together? Well, what if I told you that, you know, I'm in church now. I want to shake your hand now. And then you're around church. You can just come in and just shake my hand. Why? Because it's a fact that you can receive now. That's the way healing is. It's now virtue. It's ready now. Come on. I said healing is ready now. In the name of Jesus, it's here now. Why? Because Jesus took your infirmities. He made it ready. Over 2,000 years ago, he made healing ready when he took your place and took upon himself the stripes that were due you and was made whole by the quickening power of God. And when he was made whole, you were made whole. When Jesus was raised from the dead, alive from the dead, he made you whole. Glory to God. Amen. And since then, wholeness has been made ready for everyone who desires to receive and who is willing to receive. You can receive your healing now. Praise God. See? Now, one more point, then we'll minister the healing power of Jesus to you. Acts of the Apostles, you remember? Chapter 10 and verse 38. The Bible says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all those that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He went about doing good, healing all those that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. How did that happen? By the anointing. Let's not say the anointing. Now, the anointing of the Holy Spirit transcends the spirit realm into the physical realm. Let me break that down. The anointing of the Holy Spirit makes physical what has been provided for you spiritually. You remember Ephesians 1 and verse 3? It says, God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen? All right. And then you also remember when the angel of God came to Mary and said, the Lord has sent me to you. You are going to conceive and give birth to a child. His name will be called Jesus, and on like that. And then Mary said, how shall these things be, seeing that I know not a man? I don't have a husband yet, so how can I get pregnant? You know, and then the angel said, the Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee, and you will conceive. Meaning, what God has said to you right now will become physical in your womb by the power of the Holy Spirit. All right, all our spiritual blessings through faith by the anointing are made physical in our lives. And that was why Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good. The woman with the issue of blood believed, touched the hem of his garment, and power came out of his body and made her whole through her faith. See? Why do we lay hands on people? Not because we just want to be friendly with their heads. Praise God. We lay hands in the name of Jesus because there's an impartation of the power of God that goes through our hands in the name of Jesus and is received through the faith of those who believe healing is here now because Jesus paid for it. And I believe in Jesus. I believe in the finished works of Jesus. And immediately, healing takes effect in your body because Jesus already paid for it. Can someone say amen to that? No, that's how it works. Simple. Glory to God. If you came believing God for something apart from healing, don't forget, you will have come to the God of all grace. The God of? Come on, talk to me. The God of? Come on, talk to me. The God of all grace. The God of all grace. Now, how many of us want to receive now? If you want to receive tomorrow, come tomorrow. All right? If you want to receive now, it's available now. Praise God. All right? So, if you want to receive healing for your body or you want prayers, as touching one thing or the other, in agreement with us in faith unto the Father, we'll be glad to do that in Jesus' name. Let's come quickly now. Hallelujah.
We know you've been blessed by this message. For further information and details on how to be a partner, please contact Shego Badjo Teaching Ministries on +234 7066 453122 or +234 8060 100093. Stay blessed.